Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, joined now by one of the busiest sportscasters in the U.S., Kenny Albert. He does all four major sports, NFL, NBA, NHL, MLB. Thursday night did the Wild and the Rangers. I know you love coming to St. Paul, don't you?
Definitely love coming to St. Paul. Had a great tour of the museum at the St. Paul Saints Stadium yesterday on the off day. They have a Herb Brooks 1980 U.S. Olympic team exhibit, so they showed great hospitality over there. Took me around the Hall of Fame, and always fun coming to the XL Energy Center as well.
And you're always on the go. Saturday night, we'll see you on NBC Stadium Series game in Colorado Springs, Los Angeles Kings, Colorado Avalanche. That'll be fun.
A lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. I've never worked an outdoor hockey game on the TV side. The Rangers have played in four of them. And for those games, we're normally up in the baseball or football press box way back. For the Stadium Series, for the NBC telecast on Saturday, we'll be right up against the glass along with Eddie Olczyk. So I made sure to pack the sweater, the gloves, the hat, the scarf. I'm ready to go.
And people in Minnesota are going to be keyed in because they get the Winter Classic, New Year's Day 2021, over at Target Field in Minneapolis. So we have reason to watch.
Absolutely. You know, those games are always fun. I've had the honor of working, I think, six outdoor games on the radio side. And the pageantry that we're expecting at Air Force Academy, I've never been there. Spoke to Joe Micheletti, who folks here in Minnesota, you know, think fondly of course, grew up in Hibbing, and his brothers, and Pat Micheletti, of course, working in this business now. And one of their other brothers, Jerry, actually played at Air Force Academy and received the highest honor, academic, athletic. So Joe's filled me in. He's been to the Air Force Academy, and it should be real exciting. It's over 7,000 feet above sea level.
Yeah, hockey with an altitude. Your thoughts when you go around the NHL and see different arenas. The XL Energy Center, 20 years old now. It seems to be aging well. What do you think?
It's one of my favorites. I love coming here. I love the high school hockey jerseys when you first walk in. It's always a great atmosphere. There's a reason why it's called the state of hockey, and I'm not just saying it because I'm talking to you and we're standing here. It really is one of my favorite arenas in the NHL.
In the eyes of Kenny Albert, we just finished the NFL season, Super Bowl won by Kansas City. I know you saw San Francisco early. Of course, you were following the Chiefs. Your takeaways on Super Bowl 54?
It was a fun game to watch. Obviously, the 49ers had the lead in the fourth quarter, and the Chiefs came back. Did not work a Chiefs game this year, but so much fun watching Patrick Mahomes and what the Chiefs were able to do. I'm a big fan of Andy Reid. I worked numerous Philadelphia Eagles games from 1999 when he took over until he left Philadelphia, and I was happy for him. I think he deserved it. He's been to seven championship games now, two Super Bowls, and I don't necessarily think he got all of the credit that he deserves because he had not won a Super Bowl until this point, but he took that Philadelphia Eagles team to five NFC championship games. They reached one Super Bowl, lost to New England, but I think he's one of the terrific coaches of our generation. Really happy for him that he won. But I also worked some games with John Lynch, the general manager of the 49ers, so I was rooting for John as well. So I guess one of them had to win, one of them had to lose, but what John and Kyle Shanahan have done, I'm sure they'll be back. They've done a terrific job in their 3 years with the 49ers.
Being the only guy to do all four major sports play-by-play, how key is it to be organized? When do you know, okay, here's my travel schedule. Is it weekly? Is it monthly? Because you are always hopping around.
That is the key, organization. And I think I'm the only one now currently doing all four, but there have been many others. So yeah. I can't take credit as the only one. But working for three different networks and teams, they're all so gracious as far as allowing the schedule to come together like a jigsaw puzzle. Football takes precedence during the fall. I've been with Fox for 26 years, and I miss Rangers games during that time. And the folks at MSG, Fox, and NBC have just been so great about it. At MSG, we have Mike Breen on the basketball side, who misses a number of games to do the national NBA games. Sam Rosen does football as well. They've been terrific about it now for almost 25 years. But it's so much fun. I love the variety, working football for 26 years now, hockey for close to 30 years, and baseball for a long time, and adding basketball in recent years. So I always tell people there's a lot of travel and a lot of work that goes into it, but I never feel like I'm going to work. You know, sometimes when you have those real early flights, it's not too much fun, but there are a lot worse things we can both be doing for a living.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not heavy lifting. It's in your DNA. Marv, Steve, Al, did you know from an early age, hey, this is what I want to do, this is my path?
I did, growing up around it with my father and two uncles, as you mentioned. They gave me a tape recorder, my parents, for my birthday when I was 5 or 6, and I set up my room like a TV or radio studio with the desk and then the bed in the middle and the TV, and I would call games off the TV. And then when my uncle Steve and Al would come over on holidays or birthdays, special occasions, looking back, I feel like that was the first all-sports radio station. I would sit at the table and listen to all the stories that they would tell.
Final thought for Kenny Albert. The tragedy with Kobe Bryant and the 8 others, is that one of the most earth-shaking sports-related moments that you can remember?
It really is. You know, I remember as a kid, 11 years old in 1979 when Thurman Munson passed away, and I was a Yankee fan, and I had a Thurman Munson bat, which I had gotten the year before. Somebody gave it to me, so he was one of my favorite players, and I remember how that affected everybody back in New York. Of course, that was pre-internet, and news didn't travel as fast, but with Kobe, it's also one of those things where you kind of remember where you were when you heard the news, and I was at home. I had just gotten back from the airport, and I was stunned when a friend of mine sent me a tweet that he had seen from TMZ, and you know, even though I never met Kobe, and I think millions of people had the same reaction who never knew him personally, but it just did really hit everybody hard. And then when you heard about his daughter and the 7 others aside from Kobe and Gianna who were there, and I thought LeBron James did a great job with his speech at the Lakers' first home game, and it was an ESPN telecast, and I think those guys set the perfect tone, but it was definitely one of those where you'll always remember where you were when you heard the news.
Kenny, great to see you here in St. Paul. Glad we got some an Arctic blast for you, this Minnesota weather, and you're off to Denver. We'll watch Saturday night that Stadium Series game.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.